From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. People crowded the National Mall today along the reflecting pool nearly all the way to the Washington Monument. They had gathered at the invitation of Fox broadcaster Glenn Beck, who billed the event as a call to restore honor to the country. He said America today turns back to God. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports a religious theme emerged often today.
There have been many messages talking from the podium, talking about Jesus Christ, talking about Christianity, returning prayer to schools, this sort of thing. Many people that I've spoken to, dozens of people, almost anyone that I have approached has talked about Christianity as being the basis for this country, and we need to return to that.
The rally was held on the spot where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech 47 years ago today. Civil rights leaders have protested the timing. A separate rally was held to commemorate the slain civil rights leader. 24-year-old Lena Barker is a public school librarian from Maryland and attended the smaller event.
The Tea Party, it seems to me, is so much about, you know, anger and misinformation. It hurts, actually. It hurts to know that they're there and, you know, we're here in this, you know, it hurts to know that we're separate.
Beck has said he did not choose the King anniversary for his rally, but decided that it was divine providence. Washington is set to deploy National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexican border in Arizona. It's part of President Obama's plan to bolster security after much of Arizona's new immigration law was put on hold by a federal judge. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
There will be 532 National Guard soldiers in southern Arizona by the end of next month, equipped with night vision technology, computers, radios, and guns. They'll be allowed to use the guns for self-defense and alert Border Patrol via those radios when they see people they suspect are in the country illegally. A spokesman for the Border Patrol says the National Guard soldiers will be stationed at what he called strategic locations that will give them a vantage point from which to see large swaths of the U.S.-Mexico line. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
Officials at Folsom Prison are investigating a riot last night that injured seven inmates. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
About three dozen correctional officers responded to the riot in Folsom's exercise yard. The guards fired non-lethal projectiles and bullets in an effort to quell the disturbance. A prison spokesman says none of the wounds or injuries to prisoners are life-threatening. No guards were hurt. Following the riot, which took about a half hour to subdue, the facility was put on lockdown. Officials haven't revealed what sparked the incident. The medium-security prison has had a number of major riots in its 130-year history. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. U.S. and Afghan forces repelled an insurgent attack against a major NATO base in nearby U.S. camp in eastern Afghanistan today. NATO says at least 21 insurgents were killed. The camp is the same place where seven CIA employees were killed last winter. In Pakistan, the floods that have killed more than 1,500 and displaced millions are now threatening another 500,000 people. The floodwaters have authorities shoring up embankments around the city of Larkana, ancestral home of Benazir Bhutto. NPR's Susanna George has more.
The levee protecting the southern town of Tata breached in two places late Friday. The new wave of floodwaters forced tens of thousands of people, their cattle and livestock in tow, to flee their homes overnight by bus and on foot. Many took refuge in an ancient graveyard on a hill just outside the city, while some still refused to leave their property unprotected. The town of Tata is just kilometers away from where the Indus pours into the Arabian Sea. It's the natural drainage point for the floods that have traversed the country from north to south, destroying towns, farmlands, and killing more than 1,500. Government efforts are now underway to repair the breached levees and save the city. Susanna George, NPR News, Sindh Province, Pakistan.
A tropical storm watch is in effect in Bermuda because of Hurricane Danielle. The Category 2 storm is expected to pass east of the island later today, causing large waves and dangerous surf conditions. The Hurricane Center predicts Danielle will weaken tomorrow, but still stir up dangerous rip currents along the U.S. East Coast. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support.